You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're talking about this survey that was out, and they asked people about keeping secrets from their partner, their significant other. Two-thirds even said they feel guilty about not telling their partner something. No, I don't think I feel guilty about it. You know, I'm wondering if it's also, before we go to calls, Jeremy and I are laughing because the two calls that are lined up are both from Patrick's. So it's the Patrick 1 and Patrick 2 calls. We'll get to those in 1 second. You know, I wonder if it's also a demographic thing. Because I guarantee you, in my 20s, I would have desperately wanted, or at least I would have thought, I wanted to know, you know, everything, like, say, about Gretchen's past. And as you get older and you mature, it's like, I care not one bit about what her life was like necessarily, as far, in terms of other relationships, you know, before we got together. And she is exactly the same way. You know, I talk about the 90s and stuff like that. And she's like, I don't care. Why would I care? Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that as you get older, you evolve into that where you just don't give a rat's about somebody's
past. I could see
that.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
But when you're 25, let's say,
you love, you know, the juicy gossip and you want to know.
Yeah, you're not fully formed yet, really. And so I think you kind of freak out a little bit. Here's Patrick number one. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi. So what do you want to say about keeping secrets?
I just kind of learned, especially with my wife, that I would be unusually good at it. So we just don't do it.
You'd be really good at keeping secrets? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's kind of naive that way. She's super cool, but she would never figure it out. And I felt real, like, I'll keep secrets about presents I'm working on or surprise trips we're planning. And I'll leave brochures on the table, and she'll look right at them and walk away.
You're not in a bad way. You're kind of saying that your wife is dense and not very bright.
Well,
that's what I'm getting from this phone call, Patrick.
In one sense, if I even put an ounce of effort in keeping a secret, it would be locked down concrete forever. So I just don't do it.
You just can't trust yourself.
All right, I'm glad you called.
Because your wife's a moron is what I'm getting out of that call, Patrick.
Dude, I kind of felt the same thing.
That call made me uncomfortable. I guarantee you she's got hundreds of secrets that he doesn't know.
Yeah, ultimately the joke is on him because she's keeping all sorts of things for him. And she's just, quote, playing dumb.
I think so. Here's one from Janelle that came in. She says, I smashed the front end of my car up and didn't tell my husband for months. It was driver's side, and I park on the left-hand side of the garage. I leave for work after him and get home before him.
So he'll never see that side
she
of the car.
She said, I finally had to come clean when it was time to take it in for repairs, and that was for Janelle. So she said at least a couple months
that,
she
though.
Kept a
That's
secret.
That's funny.
Yeah, and if you think about it, okay, driver's side, left side of the garage, and you'll never know. He'll never see it.
You know what I love about that, before we go to Patrick number two, is that our automatic reflex is that when we hear secrets in a relationship, that we automatically think of other relationships and other people. But it could be something like crashing the car.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Or keeping a secret on something that you spent a lot of money on and you never told
yes,
them about.
Yes, or eating the Chinese food in the fridge and not telling, you know, or blaming somebody else.
Here's
guilty.
Patrick number two. Patrick, what do you think about this?
Morning, boys. Yeah, I think my wife and I have sort of agreed just to keep the past in the past. We don't need to talk about it.
Yeah.
We broke up for 8 months after dating for 2 years. We both had a lot of fun sort of in our mid-20s because we met right after college. And then we ended up getting back together, and we've been happy ever since.
She doesn't want to know what you did, huh?
And you don't know what it
No, I don't really want to know what she did either.
Oh, I know what she did. I know, Patrick.
Yeah, you know.
Everybody is the answer.
But see, I think that's just the smart way to go, personally.
It's just, you know, not going to make you feel good.
And here's the thing, and let's talk about this for a second, because we have a ton of people listening right now who are like, oh, that's crazy. I would want to know everything. My question for those people is, what do you do with that information? So if you're so desperate to know what somebody did while they were separated from you, what do you then turn around and do with that information other than drive yourself
crazy?
Well,
maybe if they were out going crazy, then you do have a concern over like an STD or something
that
you
could
get.
Well, you can take care of that without getting details, though. You can just say everyone go have
a husband retaliating if you had an affair or, you know, yeah, there's aspects of things.
But is it an affair if you're separated? They weren't even married, right, Patrick? You hadn't even gotten married yet?
No, and this was 12 years ago now, so the longer it goes by, the easier it is to even not even think about.
You can't even remember what you did, probably.
Yeah, and even if it's not that situation, even if it's just somebody who's like, hey, I just got in a relationship with someone, and I need to know everything about their past relationships, my question is why? What do you do with that? Do you then judge whether or not they are, like, okay to, you know, date you? Ooh. It's like, really? Patrick, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, buddy, okay?
You guys too. Thanks.
See you later.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you. does buying V-Bucks for Fortnite and not saying I did it count?
yes, that counts.
It's like Jeremy buying the quarter pounder with cheese on his way home every day. He never told Nicole about it. Does that count as keeping a secret? Of course it does.
That was 20 years ago.
Well, sure it does, but it's still, you were married and you didn't tell her, so it's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the V-Bucks one, yeah.
That's... Julie says you don't have to keep secrets. There can be things that are private.
Oh, okay. There you go. Now, that's somebody who's hiding something about. Right there. That's somebody
who
has...
Yeah, she says Dom's 90s equals private. That's just private.
Yeah.
And I so agree with Julie. She goes, I reject the societal norm of barfing out every innermost thought to everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Julie. Just shut up, everybody.
That's not real life. Unless you're on TikTok.
Right. No, I don't want to talk about that. No, I don't want to talk about that. Boy, so those people are still writing in about me altering the check, too.
I wish my husband would keep more to himself. That's good, Chrissy.
Right, good. Well
said. Just be quiet. Don't tell me everything.